We're looking ahead today to Ozark tours. You may be familiar with them. They're through the Shawnee National Forest and the Forest Service. You can see and do lots of different things. This event coming up this weekend, April 18th, focuses on the waterfalls and wildflowers of parts of southern Illinois. In studio with us, Heather Carey, who is the district archaeologist for the Forest Service, and Kelly Pearson, the wilderness technician and volunteer coordinator, and Gillum Ferguson, who is the secretary of the River to River Trail Society. That's one of the organizations that helps put the Ozark tours together. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So some people are familiar with the Ozark tours. They date back, early in the 20th century when people could go around and take a look at some of the natural wonders around southern Illinois, and they've been revived over the last couple of years. So what's happening this weekend? What can people see and do?
That's correct. The Ozark tour started in 1931 with Colonel L.O. Trigg, and he hosted those until 1949. And then here just in the last few years, the Shawnee National Forest, along with some of our partner groups, have resurrected those. And this will be our third Ozark tour. We held one 2 years ago in the fall, and then last year in the fall, and this is going to be our first spring tour that we're going to focus on something a little different on the wildflowers and waterfalls.
I know that the previous two tours have really taken people to look at some of the structures, some of the settlements that have been a part of deep southern Illinois inside the Shawnee National Forest. This one really focuses on the natural areas. Am I right, Kelly?
Yeah, we felt like, you know, we really touched a lot on the history, the cultural history of the area, but, you know, Colonel Trigg was such a strong advocate for the natural wonders in southern Illinois. We thought we'd offer something a little different, let people get off the bus and stretch their legs and, you know, see some of the things that you can't see just from a car. So that's one thing we want to make sure that people were aware of for this tour, is that it will be off trail, if you will. So they need to, you know, dress appropriately for the weather. It's going to be muddy, so they need to be prepared for that. And just, it's moderate, you know, so consider, you know, your physical abilities if you're considering. And we hope you are considering signing up for the tour.
And if you'd like more information, of course, you can go to IllinoisOzarks.com. You can also call area code 618-287-4333. Now, Gillum, you're with the River to River Trail Society. You may be more familiar with some of these sites than other people might be, but what are some of the highlights and things that you hope people will be able to really enjoy?
Well, in terms of the waterfalls, we're going to visit four. There are the waterfalls in Jackson Hole near Eddyville, which is really a place that's not very easy to find your way into on your own, but there will be guides there on Saturday to help people not only find the site, but to descend safely into what's called Jackson Hole to see a really wonderful waterfall. We'll also visit Burden Falls, which, of course, can't be left off of any tour of the waterfalls of southern Illinois, and Cedar Falls, which perhaps somewhat better known than our last waterfall, which is Indian Falls, something that barely anyone has heard of or seen, and which you probably won't be able to find on your own if you don't take the tour.
For people who are not familiar with these areas, or maybe they've gotten out just a little bit in this area, what types of things can people see that maybe you can't see when you're driving through the roads and highways of southern Illinois?
Well, you know, the woods are absolutely gorgeous right now. You know, I'm sure everybody's seen the red buds and the dogwoods are budding out. And so I think it's just going to be a wonderful day to be in the woods. A lot of the spring wildflowers are sprouting, and you know, a lot of people recognize them, but they don't always know the names or you know, just particulars about the flowers. So we'll have people along on the tour to educate and to, you know, help you ID stuff. So in the future, when you venture out into the woods, you'll be able to be a little bit more familiar with some of the plants and things that are out there.
I think it's fair to say we're really very close to Wildflower Peak. I was out all weekend in Pope County, and the bottoms were carpeted with great variety and profusion of waterflowers. My apologies.
Kelly, I'd be remiss if I didn't also say that this is a good time for people to kind of get to know the Forest Service. I know you have lots of work days and opportunities for people to get involved. Is this a good way to kind of introduce people to that?
Sure. We're going to make sure we mention it during the tour. We're always recruiting for people to come out and help. We're kind of winding down our spring service days. We have one left on the 19th of April, but we'll be coming online again late September, early October in the fall. So always encourage people to come out and do some stewardship with us.
Of course, once again, it's the Ozark Tours. It's coming. It's the third tour that is going on since the program has been resurrected. You can call 618-287-4333 for more information or go to IllinoisOzarks.com. Heather and Kelly and Gillum, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can get more information later today on our website, too, about the Ozark Tours coming up this Saturday. You can meet, I think it begins pretty early, about 8 o'clock in the morning, but go to the website if you'd like more information.